Go back to sleep. It's just a win. Yeah. No, no story. You're so cute. Yes, you are. You're so precious. Especially when you nestle into me like that. Yeah, I'll hold you tighter. You're cutie. Cutie, patootie, patootie. That's you. Yeah, it is. just this little thing.
Hmm.
You can't sleep. You cold? I can close the window. How about I tell you a story? Okay. Okay. Once upon a time, in this tiny little village that's tucked between misty hills and sparkling streams, a grand, towering castle. And in that castle lived a lady of extraordinary height and grace. Her laughter, it would echo like bells through the halls. She was called Lady Dimitrescu. But long before then, long before she was a countess, she was a charming singer, a heart full of music and joy. In this village, there was a mysterious and magical woman that they called Mother Miranda. And Miranda had discovered a strange kind of magic called Kadu. This magic, it would change ordinary folks into something extraordinary and remarkable. And Lady Dimitrescu was curious. Curious enough to allow herself to be touched by this magic. Overnight, she grew taller than the tallest tower, stronger than 100 men combined. But this gift came with a great price. A price consistent of a particular need. Required life essence to stay healthy. With her new powers, Lady Dimitrescu became one of Mother Miranda's trusted forelords, overseeing the village from her enchanting castle. She tended beautiful vineyards and created a special sparkling elixir from a garden of magical fruit. But more than all the magic in the world, she longed for a family of her own. By a twist of magic, three young women arrived at her castle one Sunday morning. A gentle enchantment from the Kadu transformed them, turning them into Lady Mitrescu's daughters, Bella, Cassandra, and Daniela. Each daughter was playful, clever, and just as extraordinary as their mother. Together, they filled the castle with laughter, mischief, and and sparkling magic, dancing through its great halls like sunlight through the windows. For many years, the castle was a place of wonder and delight, and tales of the Lady Dimitrescu and her daughters spread far and wide, enchanting travelers with stories of their extraordinary height, magical charm, and the little surprises hidden in every corner of the castle. And one day, a visitor named Even was bold enough to enter into the castle. And this is where their story reached its end. But the magic of Lady Dimitrescu and her daughters never truly faded. Even today, you listen closely near the misty hills, you can hear a faint melody and see the sparkle of a hat tip just so, reminding everyone that magic and a bit of whimsy lives in the most unexpected places. Very far from. But the real story is not the best for a bedtime story. It's far too dark. This would be the Disney version. Yeah. For sure.